Hello?
Hi, is this Claudette?
Yes. Hi, Abigail.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm doing good. Thank you. I wanted to know how your assessment went last week.
It was good.
Okay,
good.
She
came in and she asked the questions, and I signed the paperwork or the laptop, and she said the next step is the BPA office will send me something in the mail, and then I'll fill all that information out, and then I have to pick an agency.
Yeah, so the PCA office, so you're going to have a second assessment. Did you have one or two assessments yet?
At my house?
Yeah.
One. She said the next one, somebody's going to come here and walk through.
Yes. Okay,
Did they contact you yet
to schedule that?
No.
Okay, so I can give you the number if you'd like to schedule that assessment if they haven't called yet. They should be calling within the next few days, but you may as well be getting a head start. Should I text it over to you, or would you like to write it down?
You can text it over to me. That would be much better. What was I going to say?
Yes,
when
sure.
When they said I got to pick an agency, is this not the agency?
We are the agency.
She was from Maximus.
Maximus is the broker from the state. They came and they are going to approve you, we hope, from the state, and then you're going to have to get an approval from the county. They need to choose a agency at the end, which you are going through, which you're going to get the approval with, and that's who is going to pay your caregiver. We are the agency. Our agency's name is Family First Care. Maximus is who approves you and gets the approval from the state.
Okay, so I'm waiting. Is it going to be in the text message, or should I be writing this stuff down? There's getting to be a lot of stuff to do. So
No. There's not. You already have that assessment. Now, this number I'm just texting you now is to schedule your next assessment.
And that's for the walkthrough?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm also waiting for the DPA to send me some more paperwork?
You shouldn't be having to fill out more paperwork. You are going to need to fill out, you're going to need to collect some documents on financial statements to get approved from the county. If you want, you can start collecting that already so that you don't have to do that further on, and like this, you'll have it.
And that would consist of, I believe she said something about bills in my name or 5 years worth of bank statements.
Yeah, I can send that to you now, exactly what needs to be filled out.
Yeah, send that to me so
collected.
I know.
Yeah. This is what needs to be collected. That's the next step after this assessment.
All right,
what
so
else? How about the doctor's form? Did you?
No, I don't meet my doctor until the 29th. Actually, what happened was I was supposed to meet the doctor on Monday. Is today Monday?
Today is Monday.
We
can have someone call you from, it's called New York Best Medical. They're the telehealth company. They fill out the forms over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I did have them try to reach out to you. It seems like they couldn't reach you.
I don't know why. Maybe that might have a lot to do with like spam calls. I have a lot of spam calls. I actually have it on block, like from the revenue or wherever. You got a special number you call where you can block all of these spam calls. So that might be a reason why people can't reach me at times. The best way to reach me though would be through a text message, because the text messages usually come through. But if it's a bunch of spam calls, it's probably 9 out of 10 going to get blocked.
Okay, I can give you the number to call them as well. I don't want to overwhelm you with all this. I would say, just to break it down, You're calling that number that I sent you to schedule that first assessment. And then, sorry.
Assessment one or two? This is assessment number two.
This is assessment number two. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Sorry, but that's just I'm breaking it down for you. And then after that, if you don't mind to call the telehealth company to fill out your doctor's form, which I can send you their number for.
Okay, and so the doctor's form, I haven't actually met my doctor yet. I don't meet my doctor until the 29th. We had to reschedule
right.
that because I'm scheduled for surgery come February 2nd.
Okay, so the doctor's form can either be filled out by your doctor, or if it's easier for you, if someone calls you to fill out the form, that's why we have this company call you, so you don't have to go down to your doctor.
Okay. Either way, I got to meet the doctor. Otherwise, I can't get the surgery done. So I have to be pre-approved to get surgery. So let me
okay.
get my pen out, and then you sense that you let me just breathe because this is turning into a lot. All right. You sent me a text message for me to call to schedule second assessment.
I'm gonna text it all to you.
All right. Hold on. Let me just jot down some notes so I don't get lost along the way. I'm getting confused about where to go, what to do, and what to select. And this is a lot. In a minute, I'm going to just stay in here by myself and do the best I can because this is turning into a project. Assessment two. Call for assessment number two. Okay, and then the next thing to do is call for the doctor's papers.
Yeah.
Call for doctor to get filled out. Yes?
Yeah.
Filled out. Okay. Okay, the next thing to do is call doctor. The number two, you want to send that in a text, and that's another link for me
mm-hmm.
to get in touch with the people. Okay. Okay. What's next?
Just a second, please.
Huh?
Just a second, please. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yes, you thought I got to pick an agency, but I thought I already picked the agency, and that agency would be you all.
They're asking you to pick the agency because they at Maximus don't know which agency you chose.
Right. So this is where I'm getting lost at, okay. So when she said that, I thought I had already chosen, but she said that was the first step, and then there's the second step, and she said something about the welfare office, and she said something about collecting papers, and you're calling me, and you said call these two links to do the doctor's papers and the second assessment set up. And what's the name of this agency? Are you guys the agency that I chose? Like,
our agency name is Family First Care.
Okay, so that's what I'm choosing, right?
Yes, if you would like, then yes.
First Care. Okay, that's the name of the agency. Okay, agency. All right, Family First Care Agency. Okay. So that's who I'm choosing, if I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whew. What else?
Here, I'm sending you a whole list, so you can have it here.
Is it what is the list for? Different agencies?
No. I'm sending you a list of what of things to do. The same thing that you're writing down, but you might as well have this.
Okay.
Here, just a second. Okay. Here, this is just exactly a run through of what we just discussed, if it makes it easier for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, once you call to schedule that second assessment, just text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you can call me or text me with any questions that you have, and I'm happy to help you and guide you through, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.